This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That's that new song, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. It's called Señorita. We'll be hearing that a lot on Alice. We think it's his song with her as a guest.
Really well, cool. He just came out with an album, so it's likely.
Yeah. Is he, is that on there?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was his song, Shawn Mendes' song with Camila Cabello.
She's first. Oh, no, he is first on here. Yeah. It doesn't really say featuring, though, so maybe, maybe they'll put out an EP together. Wouldn't that be something? Oh. Yeah. These days, it doesn't matter. They just put out songs. Whenever they're done, they throw them out on the internet for the world to hear. And maybe at some point, they compile an album. We're going to call these an album. Hi, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday.
That's right.
It is Friday. And happy birthday, Rebecca Black. Thank you for the Friday song that we have loved for years now.
Don't forget about the Saturday song, too.
Oh, God, how could I? Luckily, I'm not here to hear that every week. So
you could be, you know.
Could I?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could. I'm busy sleeping in on Saturdays.
Lucky.
So Fridays is when we do the new music. There are a few things that I want to get to today. We're going to start with the Lil Nas X EP. So this is not the record that has... Wait, is Old Town Road on this?
Oh, it is on there, yes.
Oh, both there's versions?
Both versions,
oh,
that's
good.
Correct.
Wait,
so this must be...
There's two versions?
Well, there's his regular old version, and then it really went wide when he put Billy Ray Cyrus on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's a song on here. It's called Panini. And he's saying basically, he said, I dreamed the chorus on this song, Panini. He said, I'd always heard of Nirvana, but I'd never heard Nirvana. So when immediately people went, oh, that melody you're singing is Nirvana's In Bloom. He went, okay, I'm going to give him a songwriting credit. And he wrote to Francis Bean Cobain. This guy's story is so crazy. Like, he paid $30 for that beat online and just mixed it in his basement and had a hit song. And then he writes a song that sounds just like, or supposedly, I haven't heard this song yet. Panini is the name of it. Apparently, the chorus sounds just like In Bloom. And he basically, when someone pointed that out to him, he goes, well, I guess we better ask for permission. And Francis Bean was like, yeah, okay. And he wrote her back and said, thank you.
Okay.
So we're going to hear this, and let's hear if we can... There it is. That is really funny. He's the one who likes all our pretty songs, and he likes to shoot his gun. Sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun, and it don't know what it means.
Wow.
That's really funny. So he says he dreamed that up, and when he recorded it, people who had listened to Nirvana's record went, it's not exact, but he felt that he needed to ask permission anyway. He says that since it was pointed out to him that it was, he said he'd seen the cover of the nude baby swimming.
Right.
And so he was, and he had heard the name, but he'd never listened to the record. Well, he says he listens all the time now. He loves it.
Oh, well, because it's
on
great.
To it. Yeah.
But I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, I should say, that he, I think.
It came out 9 years before he was born.
Nirvana's not for everybody, too.
No.
In fact, that was the surprise of their success, was sort of like, wow, they're huge.
Right. They struck a chord with so many people. 91, that came out, and he was born in, I think, in 99. I'm not seeing his date of birth here, but basically, you know, he actually would have an excuse for never having heard that.
You know, just in the stories I've heard in his short little career, he is a cool kid. Mm-hmm. Between the buying the song for whatever.
$30 for the beat.
Right. Then you see him singing the song with a bunch of elementary school kids. He shows up at their elementary schools, and the kids are screaming it back at him.
That is a great video.
It's a great video. And then, what's the guy's
Billy
name?
Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus, a Maserati for helping him with the song, which, by the way,
was a quarter of his net worth.
Continues to be a number one hit, I
yes.
think.
Yes. I don't know how many weeks it's been number. I think it's like 11 or 12 weeks now. That is so adorable.
He's up on this little stage with his boots and
those
his hat.
Kids are
and
pogo sticking like there's no tomorrow.
They're screaming it back at him.
So cute.
Now you add this to his lore.
Right.
He's got quite the story going.
He does. So Panini is the name of that song. Tell me, give me a couple more songs that are on this Lil Nas
sure.
X. I hope we like it. I hope that, you know, the Old Town Road isn't like a one trick pony.
Well, we don't have to like it. The kids have to like it.
I suppose that's true.
What'd you think of Panini?
I liked it, I guess. I don't know. I guess I was sitting listening for the hook, so I didn't really notice it as much.
Here's Closure.
All right.
But spelled with a 7 as the L.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Cassevenger.
Yeah, Cassevenger, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it certainly sounds like all the crappy music of today.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, man.
Oh, your channel sucks over there.
No, it's that computer over there. I need to get it replaced. This is ghetto.
Someone tell John.
Get John on the phone.
Yeah. Heard enough of that one. Give me another one.
All right, here's one featuring Cardi.
Oh.
It's called Rodeo.
It actually kind of sounds like Old Town Road.
Yeah. I thought it was.
Let me hear her. Is she on there?
Yeah, she is. Oh, let me jump.
Hang on. We're waiting on Cardi B now.
Let me jump ahead a little more.
I'll allow it. They see you in a hearse and see you with some other bitch.
That's a good line.
Wow.
That's good. All right, well, there's that. Let's move on. We're going to... Huh?
She sounds angry.
Ah!
I don't want to.
I'm going to get you.
We shouldn't...
Cardi B's going to kill you.
It's not good.
She's mean.
Yeah, leave town, dude.
Ah! I would. Damn. Hollywood Vampires. That is Johnny Depp's band.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's actually Alice Cooper, Joe Perry, you know, actual musicians.
Yeah.
Are you doing that to Johnny?
People say Johnny can play and keep up with the best of them.
Hot lens ringing.
Oh.
All right, so Hollywood Vampires, the record is called Rise. This is their second album. What does it sound like?
Who's like?
Okay. Is this the chorus here?
This is like a bridge here.
Alice Cooper sounds dumb on this one.
I think the chorus is coming up.
Okay. Let's hear it. Here we go.
Who's laughing now?
I'm laughing. Who's laughing now, man? All right, enough of that one. Let's hear another one. You are. All right, go ahead.
Here is Heroes.
Oh, this is a... it's fine. I mean, it reminds me
Are
of a song
kidding?
I
Compared
love.
Compared to the other song, it's 10,000 times. You're booing yourself putting that on the record.
I know.
Everything
you
else
put,
is going to
put a legitimate song on
yeah.
there. It's fine, but it reminds me of how good the original is. Oh, God. I just want to hear... Now I just want to hear David Bowie singing it with his voice. And we could be heroes. Mm. Oh. And then when he goes to the high part... Does he go high at the end? Go to the end and see if he's...
Well, I only pulled like some of it.
All right, never mind. Move on to the next one. Hollywood Vampires. This is Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, Joe Perry. Their second
Here
album.
Here is the Boogeyman Surprise.
All right. I've heard enough of that. Let's play some Bowie. Right. There was a band. Oh, you got it?
Okay.
Thank you. That's a palate cleanser. There was a band in the 90s. I worked at the Point in St. Louis when this song came out, and we actually had a debate in the music office about whether or not we should add this song. There was this station in town called Keishi. They're probably still there. I don't even know. And they were like the rock station.
Okay.
Sorry. And I was listening to them on the way into work, and I heard this song, and I was like, oh, that is a perfect song for them. And to me, this song was the turning point in where music... This was the song that ushered in the days of Nickelback
mm-hmm.
and Candlebox, which I'm sure no one remembers. Like,
I remember
the sort
them.
Of
Yeah, we played them.
The sort of alt-rock that all was the same. Like, to me, this was the song that changed the current. Because we debated, should we add this song...
Oh, the build-up's killing me.
I know.
Well, you remember the song, don't you?
What song is it?
It was called Shine. Here's the song from the
Collective
from the mid-90s.
Soul.
Yeah,
Collective
you didn't mention the band yet.
Sorry. I'm
no,
so sorry.
You had,
Collective
you never,
Soul
yeah.
had a song. So there's a part where it goes before the chorus. There's like a build up bridge where they go.
So before this,
yeah.
Come here, don't tell me these.
I love that song. Yeah, it's and I remember hearing it on Keishi and going, "This is the perfect song for them." Yeah. So this was a smash.
I played
hit
it
song.
A million times in San
you
Diego.
You could not get away from it. And it was funny because I actually thought as I was listening that this was not a song that we would ever play on the point. We were an alternative station. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe. I was like, are we having this conversation? No, we could never play that song here. And we wound up playing it.
Right.
I was voted down.
Huge.
It was huge, and it just, I really feel like it sort of sparked the death of alternative radio.
Okay, so that storyline leads us to their back?
To their 10th album.
Wow!
Collective Soul is back with an album called Blood.
Here's Right as Rain.
All right. They have a great guitar sound, I'll give them that. This is a little too Christly for me, but I'm sure there's people who love it. Oh. Yeah, this is a no. Let me hear another one.
All right. This next one's called Them Blues.
This is like 9 different songs all wrapped into one. Okay, you know, I'll give them credit for continuing to love music and put music out. I mean, I'm sure once you get a taste of fame, it's unstoppable.
Yeah.
But I've heard enough of that. Let's move on to Mark Ronson. This is his 5th album. This record is called Late Night Feelings.
Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
Oh, is that the one that's on this?
Oh, that's Miley.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I love this tune. I feel like this came out so long ago. I'm surprised mm-hmm. it's on a new album.
Right.
All right, let me hear another one.
Here is Find You Again.
Ooh, who's singing this?
Let me check.
That sounds so familiar.
Oh, gonna try to take a guess.
Camila Cabello.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. Everybody wants to do a song with Mark Ronson. He is a freaking hit maker. I love that. Do you hear that effect back there as she's singing? Go back a little bit. As she's like, did it, did it. There's like a.
That sounds
that
like
that
the harmonizer.
Thing?
It
that's
does sound
really
like
cool.
it, yeah.
All right, that's good. Let me hear another one.
How do you pronounce the name L Y K K E?
Licky?
Is it Licky or Likey?
Likey?
I like you, Licky.
I think it's Likey Lee or Licky Lee.
I like Licky.
Licky Lee.
Licky.
This song is called Late Night Feelings.
You know what I love about him? His songs are, they always feel like little throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But they remind me of like days long ago.
It's good grooves.
Yeah. It's good. All right. Was there another one you wanted to play?
No.
You
want
to move? Okay, let's move on to the Raconteurs. That's
all right.
Jack White's side project or main project. I'm not sure. This is their 3rd album. It's called Help Us, Stranger.
I like these guys.
All right, here we go. You know what's funny? I actually like this, but I can never picture myself like putting this on at home. I would just never do it.
I would. I was going to say, you know what's funny? I got a guitar. It doesn't do that.
He is a great little funky guitarist. Such a weird dude. Okay, give me another one.
Sunday Driver.
All right. This is cool. I love the little ticking on the hi-hat. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
One more?
Sure, yeah, give me another one.
Now That You're Gone.
Kind of sucked into that last one. Thumbs up. Oh, that's good.
Repeat
really
who
like that
is?
That's the Raconteurs, and it's
so good.
Jack White.
I liked all of those.
Yeah, I almost want to hate him because I saw him on this
Why?
Guitar. Because I saw him on the guitar.
Because he's so good?
Yes. I saw him on the guitar documentary. It was like, I don't remember what it was called, but he just came off as such a jerk. But he's great. You know what? I guess you can be like that.
Right.
You
got someone to back it up with. Yeah.
That's excellent. Did you like either of those? Because I'm just going to skip down to the Prince. Okay, perfect. Originals. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. It was released for streaming. Actually, wasn't it just released on Tidal? Didn't we have to sign up for freaking Tidal to
That's
get this?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep getting their emails. They're annoying.
Tear.
I know. Well, I think I'm still in the free trial, right?
Yes.
I got to get off of that.
I forget if it was 30 days or what.
These are original versions of songs he wrote for other artists, Prince. Including his take on Apollonia Six's Sex Shooter, The Times Jungle Love, Sheila E.'s The Glamorous Life. It started streaming on June 7th. This is its physical release. Mm-hmm. So now if you...
It's having a physical release.
And if you're into it, it's available for you. And one more quick note on new music. Tom York of Radiohead has announced that he has a new solo album coming out. So looks like... It's going to be released at 12:01 a.m. on June 27th. So if you are into Thom Yorke and Radiohead, Anima. I don't know.
Anima?
No.
Anima.
A-N-I-M-A. Like Anima. Like an animal. Like animal. But Anima. Like an enema. All right, that's your new music, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
What'd you just say?
Anima. I said anima.
I got a bunch of stories. Stay for this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello to Alan from Bananas at Large. Ding, ding, shame. He's dropping off some presents and prizes for our pool party that we're doing in less than a week. A week from now, it'll just be a pleasant memory.
He brought stickers too.
Oh, look at that.
I'm
going to
put them on our gear.
Oh, do it. Can I have one?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, before I forget, this summer, we're going to send you on a Disney cruise escape that's like three vacations in one.
Oh, all, I want to go.
I know. This is big. All next week. Listen at 9, noon, 3, and 5 to instantly win a Disney gift card. Oh, go ahead.
I think this is the cruise that Jane went on last year.
I want to go on one of these Disney cruises.
Remember all those pictures she was posting? Yeah. She looked like she was in heaven. and like ghostly so. She was like in a black Elvira swimsuit.
With her big hat on.
Yeah. Sorry.
She's like a wraith.
Oh, she was
like just floating like a ghost.
No legs.
Right. Over the sea. Jane, play. So all next week, you can get in the running for this Disney Cruise Escape. It's a 4-night Disney cruise to the Bahamas on the Disney Cruise Line. This is a big prize, a big deal. We have you well trained by now. I fully expect those phones to be going off from 8:30 on. So be the right caller next week, and you could find yourself on a 4-day Disney Cruise Line vacation to the Bahamas.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app that you get, and then you listen to this show.
Especially on Fridays.
The end. That's how
that's
it works.
What it does.
You get the app and then you listen to this show.
And all our podcasts, etc.
Right. Durr. Mm. Here's what's happening. Today is the first day of summer. In fact, I think
9:01.
Yeah, any minute now, right? So there you go. Summer.
Today's the longest day of the year, the shortest night.
And then it starts turning again.
Will you stop it?
We're coming over.
You gotta kill my buzz for. What are you doing?
Right over the hump.
What's happening here?
And we're headed towards fall.
I don't like it. And my radio. It's a good combo. Don't you know?
707 texted in. You know that Heroes, the cover that the Hollywood Vampires did of David Bowie?
Yeah.
707 says, that was Johnny Depp singing Heroes.
Oh.
That changes it a little bit. That makes...
It was better than
what's
the Alice
bucket
Cooper.
Look even worse.
We should kick Alice Cooper out of the band.
Sheesh. Right. So, and I wanted to mention Women's World Cup soccer
How'd
is
we
on
do?
Right now.
How'd we do
and
against
the USA
Sweden?
USA beat Sweden 2-0. Congratulations.
That was a big deal. Yeah. You guys like soccer? Yeah. Okay.
Get Brandi Chastain on the line. I'm sure there's always something to say about this.
Do you have her number?
I don't have her number.
Oh, because you could.
I thought that maybe.
If you want,
we probably have her number somewhere.
Probably somewhere.
Been
on the show. Probably changed.
Yeah.
You want to call her?
It's been so many years.
Yeah, let's call her.
Brandy. Okay. Brandy. You're a fine
girl.
Is it
Brandy? Is it Brandy?
It's a different Brandy, but I like this Brandy too.
Do you like this Brandy better than that Brandy?
Ooh. What kind of question is that?
You don't
ask people on air about people who they're friends with.
Yes or no? Do you like Brandy Chastain better than Brandy Oregon?
Wait, what? I don't know.
Oregon.
Anyway.
Does Oregon Brandy listen to your show?
No.
Brandy.
You're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
She might, Vinny.
Get ready. Get ready.
Then get ready.
She's a fine girl.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Brandy.
Well done.
Anyway, I'm still waiting for you to call her.
Are we calling her?
You want me to call her?
Yeah, let's call her. It seems like Vinny really wants to talk to her. She's obviously his favorite.
You brought her up.
I'm so sorry for her Oregon brandy.
That's not what
poor
I said. Okay.
God, you hate her. What'd she ever do to you? Besides put out.
That never happened.
Uh-huh. Brandy.
You hear them in there laughing at that nonsense?
Ooh, Denise and Jen?
Yeah.
They're
enjoying it.
Time.
They brought me lobster rolls, for God's sake. I'm in love with those two. I can't even look at them that much.
You brought her lobster rolls?
Yeah.
And you didn't bring for
look
the
at
whole
them.
Show?
No.
They're in there catching heat.
Oh, my
heat.
God.
No. Oh.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Just get out.
Stop
getting
it. She brought you donuts.
Donuts. Go nuts. Donuts.
Starting Saturday.
Fremont.
People with the 510 area code are going to have to dial more numbers because the 341 is kicking in.
The overlay.
That's in preparation for the new area code. People are going to have to dial 1 plus the area code plus the phone number to whomever they're trying to reach.
You're thinking about getting a phone and you want the 510 area code. Today's the day to do it.
A month later. On July 22nd, the Bay Area will begin with their new numbers, and that means when you start getting a new phone or switching over, if you're not keeping your number, you'll get a 341 code.
Who are you even? Oh. It was a funny episode on Seinfeld about that because 212 is the New York area the New York area code.
Elaine didn't want it.
Yeah, she wanted a 212 number. She's like, "What is it?" They're like, "Oh, you new to town?" No.
917 or something.
Right,
like that,
whatever
right?
it was.
Another college scandal as California State University kept $1.5 billion in reserves while raising tuition and lobbying for new funding.
Say that again?
California State University, which includes, and I had to look this up to be honest with you, it includes 23 campuses, including Sacramento, San Diego, Fullerton, Channel Islands. But basically, they were funneling a ton of money that they were earning off the books and into another place.
Off the books,
so that
even.
They could continue to get other funds.
Well.
So this scandal will be interesting to see how it's handled.
Huh.
So they were raising tuition and lobbying legislature for more funds.
Well, and they constantly hit up the students' parents. I constantly get letters from the University of California.
CSU put the money, which came primarily from student tuition, in outside accounts. Rather than in the state treasury.
Very interesting. I think we just had a major accident in the other room.
Did we?
What happened?
Something happened.
Smiling, it can't be that bad.
Something spilled everywhere.
Oh, well.
I haven't heard any explosions or seen any smoke yet, but there is wildness happening
in the
room.
Are we still on the air?
I believe we are.
Yeah, they probably spilled something.
Oh, boy.
It's
a cleanup party. Okay, I'm getting thumbs up. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Well, anyway. The trip is...
They're stealing. All right, great.
That this stuff...
Boy,
I mean, I've always...
Everywhere you turn.
Schools are a business.
Mm-hmm. Even the nonprofits.
And that's the part that's painful is when you realize that the system's pushing you into this school thing. And then the school's a business to make money.
Mm.
And there you are going, so wait, I gotta pay to get a job to... And you can't even get a... an interview without this thing and...
Oh, I think that was like a push it through the legislature thing.
Can I hear some more of that? That's one of my favorite songs.
I sound so mad, like an angry slut. But that really is quite a remix, Bryn.
You're so into it.
I'm just pretending.
Are you?
Yep.
Okay.
Not that into it. Oh, that is good delivery, though.
You're a good actress.
Yeah, you sound like you're really into it. A couple of northern... I'm happy to hear the live version. Go ahead.
No. You just heard it. It's all over. It's over now. I can't.
What happened, Yuzi?
What'd you do in there? God.
Oh, why?
Because what do you mean, why?
Because I'm watching what's happening in there, and all of a sudden, your headphones come off. Both girls go, oh. and then everyone runs out of the room, and everyone comes back in with bundles of napkins. And
I know. I mouthed the word, you know, the word.
O-S. OF.
No, you know, I never drink coffee. And today I go, you know, I feel like a shot of espresso.
Uh-huh.
So they get me a shot of espresso and then...
And you dump it all over the board.
Well, yeah, because I was trying to reach Brandy. And so I'm doing all this stuff, and then I put my phone back down, and I knocked over the Sarah and Vinny mug.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So the girls, they're helping me out.
What did Brandy say?
We don't have her just yet.
Okay.
I'm hoping by the end of the show.
That'd be nice. Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Turns out people aren't bad after all.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Researchers lost 17,000 wallets in hundreds of cities to see what people would actually return.
That's amazing. How many wallets?
17,000 wallets.
All with what? Like money and credit cards?
Yep.
And oh, my God.
A group of research assistants were recruited for a trip around the world. They traveled to 355 major cities across 40 countries. In each city, they visited banks, theaters, hotels, and police stations. The wallets were all see-through and contained a grocery list written in the country's primary language, a key, a business card with a mail name and email address where the finder could presumably reach the owner. And some of the wallets also contained a modest cash sum. Anyway, it looks like people were pretty good about it. Some of the wallets had more money, some had less. But the idea was to see what people would do. Have you ever found a wallet?
I think so when I was little. I don't really remember, although, you know, you hear stories about that. So maybe I'm just thinking I did.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I'd like to think that if I found a wallet, even if it didn't have ID in it, like I would feel so bad for someone. Like if someone had a sum of money, if it was $10.
Rent money or something.
Maybe I'm not right. But if it's like $1,000, you're like, someone had that money in their wallet for a reason. I would like to think I would bring it to a police station and say, listen. There's no ID in here. If anyone comes to claim it, you go ahead and give it to them. But if no one claims it.
I think within 30 days or something, you get it.
That's a thing, right? You can do that?
Yeah.
All right. I would like to think that I would be a good enough person to turn that wallet in.
So some of the differences in the wallets to see how people handled it was if they put information in there about how you could easily contact the person, then keeping it would seem like theft.
Yeah.
So it really changes the dynamic.
Did that change how many?
It did change how. So that was one of the things is if there was no money, people didn't return the wallet.
Right.
They didn't feel like bothering with the process of getting that. I also, and I've heard this and I have never done it, but I've heard people drop a wallet with an ID in a mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
Just directly into the U.S. Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
That actually kind of makes sense.
Does it work?
I've heard. I don't know. Well, there may be a postman out there going, no, don't say that.
Or saying, yeah, go ahead and do that.
I've lost my ID before, driver's license, and someone threw it in a mailbox. That was like in Newport Beach.
Oh.
And the post office got it and sent me
it
my
is a
ID
government
back here
agency.
In San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say one of their findings was the more money it had, the more likely it was to get returned.
Oh. It's true, Vin.
That you can drop it in the mailbox?
It says that you can.
Well, that's a good hint. That's a nice thing to know.
Anyway, that's a neat study. I just thought it's interesting. I as a young man, I found a wallet, and we absolutely wanted all the money because there was a ton of it in there.
Oh, I have heard you tell this story. Tell this.
Well, we're skateboarding down the street, me and Eric die, you know, because that's what we did. We skateboarded, and this wallet truly drops out of the sky onto the street next to us. And we're like, what the heck? The guy had put it on the roof of his car. And he drove by and it dropped off his car. But I didn't know that. We didn't see that. We just were... You actually look up. Like,
manna
what?
From heaven.
We open it and it was all this dude's... I guess we later found out it was all his Christmas shopping money.
Oh.
It was that time of year. So... But we found it and we started going like, oh my God, we're rich. And we got back to my house because we were closest to mine rather than his. But of course, since Sandy's always around.
Good girl, Sandy.
She comes in as we're discussing which skateboards we're going to buy and all this. And of course, we're like, we hear the car, we hide the stuff. She comes in and immediately goes, what are you two up to?
It's like two cats with mice in their mouth.
Right.
And we're like, nothing. Well, okay. So with a little help from my mom, we found.
We did the right thing.
I'd like to think we would have anyway.
That guy must have been so relieved. And that's why I would think, you know, if someone's got a wad of cash, I'm like, nobody has that for no reason, unless they're buying drugs, in which case, you know, maybe I can talk them into a reward of some kind. Just kidding.
What? Anyway, our text number is...
Is that you skateboarding by? Oh my God, is that a wallet flying out of the sky?
Someone,
hey, Eric Dye, let's get that and split the money.
Someone texted in that it's National Skateboarding Day, which I didn't know there was one. But
National Selfie and National Skateboarding
on
Day?
On the same day.
Let's get Vinny, on a skateboard doing a selfie. Selfie. I've got to take a selfie. I love my face. Let's take a selfie. Woo! Duck lips. Special filters. Make my skin look like porcelain. Like a selfie. It's selfie day. I'm done.
Our text number is...
Thank you so much.
800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive, but we do love to hear from you guys. Come on. Can you really say he hasn't heard of Nirvana since my son is the same age and knows of them and loves them?
Well,
this guy is in the music industry and claims he's never heard? Ugh, if that's true, his parents failed him.
Maybe they did, you know? Maybe his parents are just into different music.
Yeah, I think that's probably...
Yeah. I would be very upset if my 18-year-old loves Nirvana.
If I would have had to depend on my dad to give me music education, I'd be listening to Mac Davis right now. That's what he listened to.
What's wrong with Mac Davis?
No, there is, and you know it.
You're right. I do.
Did I ever
tell
you?
No, you gotta do Baby, Don't Get Hicked on Me. That's the one.
Hicked on me.
What did I say?
Hicked.
Hooked. Baby, don't get hooked on me.
Did you know Mac Davis had a TV show?
No.
What was it called? Was it Mac Davis show?
I guess it was the Mac Davis show.
Awesome.
This is a story from my...
Sounds familiar.
So, is this it?
Yeah.
Don't get hooked on me?
Don't get hicked on me.
Crank up hicked on me. Baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just love you, then I'll set you free. Baby, don't get hooked on me. Oh, yeah. Mac Davis.
So the story, I don't know. You know how you have stories in your family?
Yeah.
The story is that my dad's mom called my mom and said, Sandy, I saw you on the Mac Davis show with another man. You really... And it's because what? My dad had grown a beard. She didn't even recognize...
They went on the Mac Davis show?
She was in the audience of the Mac Davis show.
They went to the Mac Davis show?
Uh-huh. And
oh my God,
my
that's
dad's
hilarious.
Like, my mom called to warn you that you were seen in the audience with another man and didn't call me?
That's
funny. How funny,
funny.
Is that?
Well, she loved her daughter-in-law. That's nice.
My dad had grown a beard unbeknownst to his mom.
What I really like about that story is that his mom didn't recognize him.
Right. Well,
the
big
beard.
Old beard.
I'd
every
like
time
it.
I grow anything, you
well, no,
do
no,
nothing
because you never
but
just do the beard.
It.
You do the giant
oh,
mustache,
so
that weird
oh,
like
no,
Magnum
P.I.
thing.
Every time I even let it go. Oh, so we're growing a beard? Dude, I just didn't shave for a couple days. Take it easy.
You mean a couple hours? Come on. Easy.
See what you do? Anyway, I'll be back with more texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.